Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
So teams are now listening to the coaching staff going over the scouting reports, the players staying focused, practicing, the fans, well, they're busy filling out the brackets, all part of March Madness. You know, as we begin our coverage of Thursday night's meeting with the Chattanooga Mocs, the Hoosiers down through the years have fared pretty well as the 5 seed in this tournament, standing 10-4 going into this one. Thursday night over in Des Moines, Iowa, is even better against 12 seeds, as are the Southern Conference champs. Indiana's 5-0 when meeting at 12. But as Max Bielfeld was telling us, bringing a little caution to the subject matter.
5 seed, it's historically, you know, there's a lot of those 12 seeds are, you know, underrated, and, you know, they pull up a lot of upsets. But, you know, I think, you know, the mindset we've had all year is, you know, you just got to be ready. You know, it's when any team makes the tournament, you know they're good, especially a team. I think they have like 5 losses. They're, you know, a talented team, beat Dayton, at Georgia, at Illinois. You know, they're definitely not going to get overlooked at all. You know, you can't at this point of the year. You're going to give them everything you got, scouting. Just learn them like the back of your hand.
Well, I tell you, you just have to be ready. Max Bielfeld should know. He's been around the block with 2 different teams now. If not, well, you'll be home early. This will be Indiana's 98th NCAA game down through the years. They're 64-33, Big Ten's best 39th NCAA tournament for the Cream and the Crimson. Tip time on CBS at 7:10. Don't forget our coverage of the well, the first 2 of the 4 play-in games tonight. Our coverage begins at 6:30. Florida Gulf Coast, Fairleigh Dickinson, followed by perhaps the best play-in game we've had since they expanded the field to 68, Vanderbilt and Wichita State along about 9:10. I'm Joe Smith.
Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
I tell you, we're only halfway through March, but IU women's softball coach Michelle Gardner has seen some real solid pitching from the middle of the diamond, where true freshman Josie Wood and Tara Trainer are turning heads and, well, sending batters back to the dugouts with bat in hand. Monday's game with Drake was canceled due to the rain, leaving Indiana 14-9. With the Hoosier Classic now coming up this weekend at Andy Moore, on the heels of her first career no-hitter over the weekend and a 2-0 showing at the recent concluded Indiana Classic, Tara Trainer named the Big Ten Co-Freshman of the Week. That's the second time she's won that award. Josie Wood won the accolade earlier this year.
They have both come in and done exactly what I thought they were capable of. You know, we are taking some lumps just because they're freshmen, but those two kids are, they're absolutely competitive, and, you know, they have something special. They really do. So they're just coming into their own a little bit, but, you know, it's exciting to watch, and I think everybody around them just feels, you know, they feel the excitement.
Well, I noticed Tara, she's been striking out a lot of people. I think that's the most in 5 years to date, where you've gotten in 7 games or so with at least 10 whiffs in a ball game. That is extraordinary. So obviously she's been finding the strike zone with regularity, huh?
Absolutely. Well, both of them are pretty close in strikeouts. So it's really fun to watch.
Well, that's Michelle Gardner and Tara Trainer. Again, the co-Big Ten Freshman of the Week made 3 starts last week, 17 innings, 0.82 and a 2-1 mark. And we were talking about strikeouts. She's registered 94 and counting. That's the 3rd most in the conference and the highest tally for a Big Ten freshman. I'm Joe Smith.